Our first player is 9 years old. He is in third grade. He lives in Brookline and is a student at St. John Bosco School. And his name is Horacio. Beautifully done, especially for a debut radio performance. And those were great songs. How long have you been playing the guitar? How old were you when you started taking lessons?
I think I was 7.
Seven, so it's been about 2 years or so. Your guitar is really pretty. I like the design on it. Did you pick that out yourself, or tell me about your guitar?
I got it for Christmas.
Do you like it?
Yes.
It's very nice. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening, any family members who might have the radio on, or maybe even be outside listening in the theater? Who's here with you today?
My mom and my brother.
What's your brother's name?
Domingo.
What do you like about playing the guitar?
I just like the sound.
Do you ever experiment to try to make your own sounds and just see what it can do?
Not really.
You mostly follow the music and try to learn?
Yes.
That's nice. Can you tell me what else you like doing for fun? Are there things you like to do outside or when you're home inside?
I like to do soccer.
Excellent. Well, it's very nice to talk to you. You did a really good job. I especially liked hearing Michael row the boat ashore, but all of your songs were terrific. Next up, we have Antoinette, who is in fourth grade. She's 9 years old. She goes to St. Barnard's, and she's from Beachview. And she has two songs that she is going to do. We'll talk with her after she plays. Here is Antoinette.
Thank you.
I like that song a lot. It's kind of makes me smile when you play it, Antoinette. And I like that note at the end. I also like the way that you approach those songs. Those are challenging songs to play, aren't they?
Yeah, it was really hard.
You sounded very good. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you like to do? And, you know, what some of your interests are.
I love to play basketball and to just play with my friends and family and just having fun. And I like to go to my pappy's prayer meetings on Thursdays after I go to my piano lessons because his house is right down the street. So I just go there sometimes with my dad.
Does he have a hoop that you can shoot in?
Well, I have a hoop at my house that I usually shoot at a lot.
How are you? Are you? Can you like do a foul shot?
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Yes. When I, when I was about your age, I would, do you ever like just do foul shot after foul shot after
yes.
foul shot to see how many you can make in a row?
Yeah.
What's the most you've made in a row, do you know?
It might have been about 10.
Real? That's mm-hmm. amazing. I usually could get to about 3 and then 3. I'd miss. or so. Now, tell me about piano. When did you... You're 9 now. How old were you when you started playing? Has it been a while?
Yes, I was probably about 6.
Good for you. You've stuck with it. What
yeah.
do you like about playing?
I like it because it's like, I like, it has a really good sound and I like, it's a good instrument to sing with.
So you can, do you sing? I'm not going to ask you to do it now unless unless you want to, but you can actually sing and play at the same time?
Yes, I do it at my dad's church a lot, and for Christmas they want me to do another song to sing and play with also.
Wow, that's something I never was able to be that coordinated enough to do. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Maybe a teacher or a doctor or dentist or something like that.
You must like helping people
yes.
a lot. Do you want to say hello to anybody, like the people who brought you here today or any friends who might be listening?
My nanny and my brother and sisters, my brothers Frankie and Massimo and my sister Josephina and my mom and dad.
Great. Thank you for being here. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Now, next we're going to talk to these if we could pass the microphone to John real quickly. We're going to talk with John Ott. These students are all with Seton Center School of Music. And, John, you've got a concert coming up, or a recital, I should say, Sunday, December 16th, right?
Yes.
Oh, hang on. Let me get your mic on. Go ahead.
Yes, we do have a recital coming up December 16th.
And that's going to be at Seton Center, which is on Pioneer Avenue in Brookline, and you can find out about that at SetonCenter.com. And you've got some music classes coming up where students can sample different instruments, and you can contact Seton to learn more about how to do that. You've got to really be thrilled at how these kids have been evolving, huh?
Oh, yes. I'm really proud of them.
Now, tell me about these next two that we're going to hear from. They've been here before, I know.
Oh, yeah. They've been here a few times, Ethan and Evan. And they've been studying with me for a long time. I think Evan was since kindergarten. And he's in high school now.
Wow.
And then Ethan. When did you start, Ethan?
I think like 8 years ago.
About 8 years ago, and you're how old are you? I lose track.
16.
So back when he was 8, he started. He's come a long way.
Well, let's meet each of them. We'll pass the microphone over to them and get a chance for them to say hello. So, Ethan, right? And
yeah.
And you are at Keystone Oaks High School.
Yeah.
And are you playing in an orchestra too?
No.
No. How, and we just mentioned how long you've been playing. What do you like about playing the violin?
It's just like satisfying to like work on a song for a while and then like get good at it. Like it's a good sense of achievement.
Yeah, that's a really great way of putting it. You really have to work to kind of get it down and to be able to feel relaxed playing it. Are you? Would you like to acknowledge anybody? Is there anybody here that brought you today, or that you would like to say hello to?
Yeah, well, my mom brought me. I don't think I have anyone else listening.
Okay. Well, great. I'm going to have you pass the microphone over to Evan, and we'll say hello to him. Hello, Evan.
Hi.
And you're how old?
15 years old, almost 16.
And you're at PA Cyber?
Yes.
And when's your birthday?
January 1st, 2003.
Oh, New Year's Day. Wow. My birthday's in December. That's why I asked you. I'm just about to change to a new age, too. When did you start? How old were you when you started to play the violin?
5 years old.
Wow. So you've been studying for a long time, too. Is there anybody you would like to say hello to?
No.
Okay, well, thank you. You're gonna both going to play a song for the holidays. I think people will recognize it when they hear it. You can just pass your microphone over to Chad. And John is going to also join on fiddle. So we'll have three fiddles all together with Ethan and Evan and John and Jesu, Joy of Man's Desire, and here we go. Done. You have Ethan and Evan along with John from Seton Center School of Music. And again, their upcoming recital is December 16th, 3 o'clock at Seton Center. And you can learn more about their work at setoncenter.com.